Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts on September 1st. Also, check out the How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to be slightly less awkward when talking to other people on the elevator. Slightly. Hi, everyone. Wait, don't tell me.
Hello, this is Corey James.
Hey, Corey James, how are you?
I'm very well, and I'm calling you from Eastern Maryland.
Eastern Maryland?
Yeah, on the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay.
You have a very distinct voice. I can say that on brief acquaintance.
Oh, thank you, I think.
Do you talk for a living?
I do.
Oh, what do you do?
I narrate audiobooks.
You narrate audiobooks?
I do.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Do you specialize in a particular genre?
No, I get all sorts of things. Fiction, nonfiction, biography, and quite a lot of romance novels.
Oh, do you really?
I do, yes.
When do you have to do, like, the sexy scenes?
Yes.
Ooh. Is there any book you couldn't do, you think? Like, could you do Art of the Deal by Donald Trump?
I'll have a go.
Yeah. Corey, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
I am. Thank you.
Here's your first limerick.
As snowstorms thaw out and get drizzly, our ursine affairs get real sizzly. Bears shaggy and brown come up north to get down. And this polar bear mates with a...
grizzly.
Yes, indeed, a grizzly. Reports of grizzly bears and polar bears mating are becoming more common because the melting Arctic is forcing polar bears to inhabit more grizzly territory. Mm. The scientific term for this phenomena is called a flexible mating choice. Mm. That is now the most popular characteristic listed on bear Tinder profiles. Actually... we're kidding. Bears use a special dating app. It's called Mauler.
Could you give us a reading of a romantic meeting between a grizzly and a polar bear?
Basically, grizzlies who like to be presumed mate with grizzlies, that's why we have grizzly bears, they're mating with polar bears because they have to. It's basically bear goggles.
Oh. Oh, I love the idea that there's like a grizzlies in the stream, you know, they're hanging out, yeah. They're eating salmon, and then the day's getting longer and now it's night, and then almost everyone's gone and there's just one polar bear left.
Yeah.
All right, you'll do.
Yeah.
Wait, in defense of polar bears are beautiful bears. I would even hazard to say that they are prettier than grizzly bears.
When you started saying I would even yeah.
We were wondering how you tore your dress, yeah, Roxanne. Yeah. Now, this is the thing. So you like grizzly bears. They're scary. Polar bears are scary. Their hybrids must be terrifying. But scientists call these bears pizzly bears or polizzlies, or this is true, pizzly grizzlies. Mm. So remember that as you're being torn apart by this beast. Ah, you're a pizzly grizzly. That's funny.
You know there is some lady somewhere that sells purebred pizzlies, and there's a 2-year waiting list.
You know. Here is your next limerick.
Okay.
I'm putting my toothpaste on. Hush. This website is going to crush. It's a dizzying sight, if I'm doing it right. I live stream my mouth as I...
brush.
Yes,
brush.
As you brush. Chewbacca Mom is not the only one lighting the world on fire with live streaming. Now you can broadcast the inside of your mouth as you brush your teeth. The toothbrush is called Profix. It lets you see what's going on when you brush your teeth, a little camera inside. It's like Katie Couric's televised colonoscopy, but for the hole in your face.
Oh, God. You had to use that analogy.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
This is designed as a dental tool because presumably if you can see what you're actually doing inside your mouth, you'll do a better job of the brushing.
But you'll also think, ah, God.
Yeah, nobody wants to see the inside of your mouth. No.
But have people actually taken to streaming this yet?
I don't know. I hope not.
Because I can tell you, if somebody set that up, there would be hundreds of thousands of viewers.
Really?
Yeah, and they'd mostly be German. Any weirdness going on the internet, there's a lot of Germans that want to watch it.
Yeah. Here is your last limerick.
Yeah, okay.
Your ideal I do not match too snugly. So go ahead, condescend smugly. I'm the best you can do, and you know I'll stay true. So choose me, although I am...
ugly?
Yes, indeed.
You're something.
A new study this week found that our satisfaction with our romantic partners is directly related to how they compare to the people around us, right? So how attractive you find somebody depends on what else you have to look at. Mm. So this theory
like
is called...
if you're in jail, that would be...
What?
In jail, that would be a big factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you're a polar bear.
Yeah. Right. What if global warming brings those bear hybrids down to isolated settlements in Alaska? We'll start seeing grizzly pizzly Jeffs. Bill, how did Corey do on our quiz?
Corey got the trifecta. Corey, you're very good. 3-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. Pleasure to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Make a friend.